Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Video Games Now podcast. I told you guys I had it under control, but I clearly did not. I chose the wrong.
You still picked a good song, though.
Yeah, this is
Castle Crashers.
This is a good song for sure, but not as good as the one. Let's just choose the one we were going to choose. Oh yeah, it's E3 time, everybody, and Video Games Now is going to cover the rest of it that we didn't cover in the last podcast. So my name's Rodney. I'm one of the hosts, and I'm joined by a slightly intoxicated Will.
Hey guys, sorry it took us so long to get to this.
And Will, I know you've had a couple drinks, but I want you to be on your best behavior despite the hype that we may have gained from E3.
The hype's still there, just not as bad, so you should be okay.
Yeah, okay. And then we're also joined by Elok the Wizard, Mr. Cole. Hello.
Oh, hello, hello. Use my real name.
Well, no, I didn't use your real name. I used half of your real name with a very respectful Mr. in the front.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Anyways, we're super excited to talk about what was revealed. I was working a lot, so I missed actually the smaller news. So I'm actually quite excited to talk about all that. And hey, guess what? All that is coming up right now. All right, so why don't we start with something super cool like... Bethesda, Mr. Will.
Bethesda.
Ma!
The company that is worth a lot of money.
Well, I mean, they're all... like anyone who's participating in an E3 panel or conference or presentation, I think is worth a lot of money.
Yeah, but when you consider like where Bethesda came from, like the original Elder Scrolls and a lot of their other games...
Right.
They've come a long way.
Yeah, fair enough. Elder Scrolls.
Well, when was the last time you played the original Elder Scrolls?
Oof. A long time ago. I do own it, though. I bought the Elder Scrolls collection, I think, two years ago. Yeah, for PC. I've never opened it yet, though. I want to. Oh. I want to replay Skyrim for PC, but I just haven't got around to it. But I remember the first two Elder Scrolls, Arena and Daggerfall. They were point and click.
Point and click.
Oh, okay, we'll wait. We'll get into it later. I was going to start talking about Blades already. But,
yeah. We're going to start with Blades. So
are we going to start with Blades?
Yeah, we're starting with Blades.
Oh, man. You remember how we downloaded it like two podcasts ago? And I said, whoever beat first wins. Have you played it at all?
I played a little bit. I played a bit today as well. I do enjoy it. It just kills my battery.
Oh, man. I've been playing like crazy. I'm really enjoying it. I've done so much. My town's coming along together. I've got like all of the giveaways and stuff. So,
oh wow, look at you.
Yeah, man, it's fun. I mean, I took a little break. Like, I haven't played in the last few days, but I logged in to get my E3 gift package, which comes with like a 200 gems and all this fun stuff. So
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
But I've been playing hard.
I just bought a Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus today. This is the first time I actually told both of you guys, but
congratulations.
Yeah, I went in there and I told Brittany, I was like, don't let me buy a new phone. She's like, all right. And then I got them to price it out and they're like, yeah, you would owe us only $35 today. And so Brittany and I walked out with two new phones.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So, yeah, that worked out. So it's like super mega powerful, so maybe I'll download Blades and then beat all your ass with my like octa-core fucking phone.
I have the Galaxy Note 8, and it's the best phone I've ever owned. The thing is a monster. I can get like cell reception anywhere, and my phone is just maxed out with a bunch of stuff, and it's still got so much space.
Yeah, and me and the girl at Kudo like tag team Brittany to convince her not to get an iPhone because they're inferior to fucking Android.
Yes.
Nice.
Love it. I love it. Yeah. So unless you want to get that $10,000 computer stand that they're selling, or that $1,000 computer stand they're selling.
Yeah. Oh, and I remembered, actually, I was telling the story a few podcasts ago about how when I bought my computer, it didn't come with a mouse. It was because they had the tracking mouse, like the like big ass pad, or the magic mouse. And it's we don't know what you want, so we wanted you to like be able to buy your own. I'm like, I just bought a fucking computer for $2,500. It should come with a mouse.
Yeah, give me something.
So, anyways...
But back to Blades. If anybody is thinking about getting it and just doesn't know, I recommend it. And it took me a little bit to figure it out, but like once you figure it out, like the dungeon system is really fun. They've got this thing called the Abyss where you can like go down a bunch of different levels and it gets harder and you get more treasure. And I think like the loot system is super fun. The crafting system is fun. Like it's a really well fleshed out game. Like
it's well made.
Yeah, it's a prime... extremely happy about how well it's made. It's fun.
Yeah. So starting with Elder Scrolls Blades, the announcements that came for that game were that there is a new mobile version update that came out. What would have that been? Last week, Monday. So Monday last week, a new update came out called that brought in a new Dragon Quest line. I haven't gotten that far into the game. Have you, Cole?
No, I just saw that was in there, but I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm really bad at doing the side quests. Like I always wait to do the hardest side quest to get the best loot before I do the main mission. So like I'm really distracted in side bits.
Nice. Yeah. So there's a new update out for Elder Scrolls Blades. That's pretty exciting. And the biggest one, though, is Elder Scrolls Blades is coming to the Switch sometime this fall.
Yeah, I saw that. That's crazy.
Yeah, now I have an octa fucking core phone now. I think that's what it said on the detail on the spec details to octa fucking core phone. But no, it's an octa it's an octo core processor. Like I blew me away. Sorry. I went back to my phone cuz I just bought it. But yeah, anyways,
that's okay. I mean, if you're going I'm not going to get it for the Switch. I mean, I'm playing it on my phone and I don't bring my Switch everywhere, so I would just play it on my phone.
There's another announcement, though, with the Switch. When it comes out, it's going to also still be free-to-play. It's going to be cross-play and cross-progression with the mobile version. So if you've already been playing on your phone, you'll be able to pick up where you left off on the Switch.
Really?
Well, maybe then that might sell me on it, then.
That's
you, Nintendo and Bethesda.
Nice.
I think that's actually a really smart idea. Yeah. And for a free game... I think it's the microtransactions, but I haven't put any money into this game yet. Have you, Cole?
No. I mean, like, you start with a healthy amount of... it's gems is the microtransaction that you get, and you start with a healthy amount. And then with this last update, I got 200 more. And if you open up chests, you get, like, 20 to 50 every silver or gold chest you get. So, I mean, you get a really good amount. And I haven't gotten to the point where I need to buy better equipment. They've been fleshing me out some good stuff, so... Yeah, it's if you love it, I mean, you can definitely put some money into it, but you do not have to if you want to play it.
No, you just got to play the game.
Oh, yeah. I did get the Blades. There was like a $6 Blades thing where you got like a Blades helmet, a Blades sword, and like a bunch of other stuff, and it was like $6. I got that.
Oh, that's the only thing.
Yes, I have. $6 because I wanted the Blades helmet and the sword, so I mean, but it doesn't do much, but I mean, I've been using it since I got it. It's better than all the other equipment I found for helmet and sword.
Nice. Cole buying microtransactions. What's this world come to?
Yeah, you're right. I can't say anything.
I mean, I've even succumbed to microtransactions. I pay $6 a month for Gold Pass on Clash Clans now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. All right. Anyways.
I mean, if people are making the game, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to get into that microtransaction fight right now. We got so much more to talk about.
Yeah.
we've been there. We've done that. We've already covered the microtransaction war.
Yeah, that was like way earlier in our podcasting career. Back when
we can revisit it later on. Oh, fuck yeah.
We're going to have to because there's a lot of games that they've announced that I'm excited for. Some are saying no microtransactions, and some are like, well, there's going to be some.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot we could talk about. What's after Blades? What's next on your list of things there, Will?
Fallout 76.
Mm.
Best reaction ever. Just like Cole's fucking lukewarm about the whole idea.
So, when they first announced that they were going to, well, when they, the rumor was that they were going to announce a new Fallout last year, I was really excited.
Yeah.
And then they showed 76.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was so disappointed in it right from the beginning. Like, the second I saw 76, I was like, this is not going to be good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all my expectations just went down, and I'm like, yeah, all right, a game I'm just going to skip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But they announced a Battle Royale mode, I guess?
Yeah, that is the Nuclear Winter. That is already available in beta form right now.
I mean, if something's struggling and failing hard, just slap it with a Battle Royale.
That's what the fans want, right?
It's what they want.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I'm going to pick up two copies now.
Fallout 76 was so good that you just got to make it a Battle Royale.
I was watching some of the streamers. I was watching, was it Josh OG? I think it was Josh OG. He was playing Nuclear Winter. And, for a 52-player Battle Royale, it kind of looked like it added something different.
Right. Well, what...
Like, you could nuke everyone if you managed to get the codes.
So is the Battle Royale where you are trying to find the code? Like, the first person to find the code and launch the nukes wins?
No, it's like it's still like the nukes won't always take out everyone. It's more of like, you know, when they're down to a small circle, it'd be good to use.
Right.
But it's random, like you have to go all over the map and try to figure out where the codes are and, you know, hack ATMs and everything like that. But the problem is the code might not even spawn in a place that you're able to go to.
Right. Okay. Well, you know what? That would be cool to have some sort of Battle Royale, not even just Fallout 76, just in general, that's basically not an FPS, because they're all fucking, you know, FPS. It's got to be something a little bit different, like, maybe not necessarily to a T, the Battle Royale style, because that's what it is, it's just everyone killing each other, but, you know, maybe like how I said, where, you know, you have to be the first person to complete the one particular objective, and then you would basically defeat everybody else.
Well, who knows? Yeah, we've got that Tetris Battle Royale game now.
Yeah, fair, fair.
And I think you can shake it up a little bit, you know, like having... You don't have to play... You could play the original one, or you could play, like what Roddy said, you can find something first or do something first. You can have a bunch of different different game types.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think Fallout 76 is a little bit like... I know we're always going back to it, but like Sea of Thieves, I think if you got like a group of like four or five people that all played together on a regular base, I think it could be really fun.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, but I mean, maybe it's the same way, and they're just adding a little bit of flavor to it. So if you do love Fallout 76, sorry, we're bashing on it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with Fallout 76's announcements, they said the game was going to be free to play from June 10th to the 17th. So that means you have one more day to play it if you're listening to this podcast for free.
Wait, it's what also, day?
It was from June 10th to the 17th. And tomorrow is the 17th.
Oh, I was downloading Showdown.
Well, actually, today will be the 17th.
Yes, today. If you're listening to the podcast on time.
Sunday is your last day to play the podcast. Now I'm confused. All right. but moving on, Fallout 76 is also getting a new free update that is going to add NPCs.
Wait.
Yeah.
There wasn't NPCs in the fucking game to begin with?
There was no NPCs in the game. That's why people were freaking out, because it was like, they were like, we're making this Fallout world, but there's no NPCs. So everybody said it felt very lonely and...
It was empty.
You know, there's like... It was empty. There was nobody there. It was just like completely completely empty because there's no NPCs.
That's
so.
Fucking nonsense.
Now they're adding them. That was like a huge complaint a lot of people had.
Well, yeah, like why would you make an empty world?
Your reaction right now, Ronnie, is like what everybody's reaction was when it came out.
Last year, yeah.
Well, I didn't even play the game because I've never played... All right, like I played Fallout 3, like I said before, or Fallout whatever the fuck it was, but yeah.
Fallout 4?
No, I think it was 3. Fallout 3 I played.
Fallout 3 is
I didn't
awesome.
Finish
Fallout
it.
Fallout 4 was really fun, but...
Yeah, but that's fucking shocking. But I had no desire to play it at the beginning.
Do you remember... for all the viewers, when we had Brian on the podcast, when he played against...
Thomas.
So Brian played Fallout 76 quite a bit, and I would always go over and play with him just because I didn't want to buy it myself and I wanted to play it. And there are stuff about it that is very fun, but I mean, yeah, it was like, it was so empty. And yeah, there was just ghouls and raiders, and that's it.
There was only ghouls and raiders.
Ghouls.
Mm. But now with the NPCs, they've added full dialogue trees and a new main quest line.
Jeez.
So that'll be coming out sometime this fall. So hopefully that'll keep people playing Fallout 76, if you're still playing.
Or they should make Fallout 5.
Yeah.
So did they not get enough applicants for the NPC position or what? Like...
I think they wanted to make like an open world game that you could kind of do whatever you want, you know, where they didn't want to tie you down with like quest lines or towns that you had to go to do certain things. They were just like, we're just going to give you this open world that you can go and be in and be a part of, like, and do whatever you want,
right?
You know, so they're not going to have NPCs because you are the NPCs, right? Like all the players in the game, you can interact with, you guys will be
right.
The NPCs,
okay.
And it just didn't work because, well, first of all, nobody wanted to play the game, so there was no NPCs either way. And
so what you're telling me is there was no story and no NPCs in the game.
Yep.
That
it was basically like they just created a Fallout world and put you in it, and then you
only
just 12
people.
Yeah, 12 people.
Who fucking approved this idea?
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. And that's why it got really negative press and everybody hated it and it's failing terribly and the game sucks. Even like I was saying how Brian played it, I was like, this could kind of be fun. And he was like, no, I want this game to be fun. And it's just not. He's like, I've tried so hard to have fun in this game and I just hate it so much. So, yeah.
Interesting.
So hopefully they'll smarten up. Come on. Come on, Toddy boy.
All right. Well, it still doesn't have me intrigued with... them adding shit that should have been in the game to begin with.
Yeah.
So.
We'll see.
Alright, why don't we move on there, Will? We're talking about Ghostwire Tokyo.
So, out of you two, have either of you played Evil Within?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I loved Evil Within.
No.
Alright. Oh, Rodney, you're fucking failure.
I didn't play the second one, though. I didn't play the second one. I wanted to play the second one, but it took me so long to beat the first one because I played on the hardest difficulty, and I wouldn't play all the time. I'd sit down and play it bit by bit.
I did the same thing. Plus the expansion, it added so much more to the game.
Yeah, I think I played the expansion. I can't remember. I mean, it was a long time ago. I bought it like on day one, and I played a good chunk of it, and then I dropped it and picked it up again. But man, that was it was fun. It was super spooky.
Yeah, so I played the first, completed it. I played on the hardest difficulty. It was rough. I haven't played the second, but I'm a big fan of Shinji Mikami, I think his name is.
Right.
Or Mikami. Shinji Mikami.
Shinji and Mikami.
Yeah.
Shinji.
So he announced his new game from his studio Tango Gameworks. It's called Ghostwire Tokyo. It's kind of changing up from what he normally does with like a horror survival game. This is more of like a supernatural thriller.
Mm.
Have either of you guys looked at the trailer at all? Or
oh yeah, I've watched the trailer a few times to try to figure out what the heck is going on. I thought Death Stranding was confusing.
It's literally playing right now on our live stream, so there you go.
Oh.
So, from when they announced the game, it's basically a Tokyo with a supernatural setting. There's going to be magic and supernatural ghosts and demons and stuff like that. But basically, out of nowhere, people are just randomly disappearing.
Yeah, I just saw that in the trailer. That's interesting. Yeah.
And you have to figure out why that's happening and save Tokyo. But I gotta have a small little comment here. For people randomly disappearing, I love that they're close to stay.
Yeah.
There's just a room with a bunch of naked people in it that you find in, like, an office building or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the ghouls are having an orgy.
Of course your mind would go there. What if they're just hanging out, you know, not conforming to the ways this world is set up for us?
Well,
most likely they're about to be sacrificed for some stupid reason.
Well, I don't know about you, Cole, but when everyone's naked in a room around me, I mean, that's an orgy.
Yeah. Well, what if nobody wants to have an orgy with you?
It's either an orgy or I'm at the swimming pool and I'm in the change room. Either one of the two.
Don't those both happen at the same time? Oh, no, never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So it's an interesting looking game. I'm looking forward to it as it's something different than what we're used to. And it's from a creator that's so far given me two great games.
Excuse me. Yeah, totally. It looks interesting, that's for sure. I missed... it's the Star Wolf theme. Anyways, why don't we move on to the next bit here. We got a lot to talk about today.
Deathloop.
A new game from developer of Dishonored Arcane Leon. Arcane Leon. Okay.
Yeah. That's how they said their name. I had said it multiple times trying to figure out why.
Interesting. Maybe they knew we were going to make fun of it on our podcast, so they said it really weird.
So the thing about these guys at Arcane Leon is they build games about playing the way you want to play. It was the same thing in Dishonored 1 and Dishonored 2. You could make choices that would change how the world played.
Right.
Played out later on. So it seems they say this Deathloop is going to play the same way, but watching the trailer, I can't see any story.
Yeah.
There's only the one trailer for Deathloop, right?
Yeah, it was just announced. It's brand new. It doesn't even look like we've gotten gameplay. It's just a trailer. And all we know is the story revolves around time loops, but they didn't really give us anything. So I...
Yeah, except for they were like, we want you to play the way you want to play. And I'm like, don't like kind of all games do that a little bit?
Yeah, I'm a little confused about this game. I do really like Dishonored. They were great games, 1 and 2, and all the expansions. But this game, I need to see more. Like, right now, I just see two characters constantly trying to kill each other and then reliving it.
Yeah, it's all.
One's happy about it, and one's sad about it.
And it's all in-game cinematics, too, so it's hard to tell what the actual game's going to be like in terms of gameplay.
No, I felt... As the announcement and the trailer was okay. I think for what they delivered with the trailer, they should have given about a bit more information.
Yeah. This chick is super cool, though. And you know what? I was gonna say this for the last game too, but the graphics look super realistic. But I mean, it's 2019. You know, it's we're entering the new age of gaming. Like, it's gonna be top shelf graphics pretty much across the board.
Yeah.
Don't tell Mark I said that.
I'm just picturing like how good graphics can keep getting. Like this is it going to be to the point soon where we're just going to literally be watching a live action movie?
It's going to be like in what the fuck's that movie called? The Steven Spielberg one, Ready Player One, where you like put on that suit, and then everyone's just going to go to the strip club. Like So that's how that's going to work.
Yeah,
I was dropped from the call, but I'm back.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't even notice you're gone.
Yeah, normally I can't get Skype to close, and now it's just closed on its own. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, that's a computer thinking of its own self.
Yeah.
Rude. Anyways, let's move on here to the next game here, which is my favorite so far, Doom Eternal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the new trailer, Rodney, blew me away.
Oh,
I'm
what
excited.
A good trailer. Yeah, that trailer was... freaking dope.
It was gory. It was Doom. That's all I'm gonna say. It was classic Doom.
It was classic Doom. Here, I'll pull the trailer up here for the viewers on the YouTube's page here. But and just FYI, everybody, if you guys want to join the the fantastic live stream here of our show. You can become a Patreon, so we can just watch the trailer here. Well, people who are Patreons, join our community there, and you get to access the podcast one day early, and watch me make fucking cool faces and stupid voices, and watch some trailers while I talk.
I don't even get to access the podcast one day early.
No, dude, you have to fucking listen to it on Tuesdays like everybody else.
On Patreon. Yeah.
But, this Doom looks way more polished than even the one that came out in 2016, and that one I felt was pretty polished.
Mm. Yeah, they're dumping a lot of love into Doom. They're just like, I don't know.
I don't think they expected how well the Doom that they released in 2016 was going to do.
Well, you know what got me, actually, what caught my attention was the album art, because I played Doom originally on the PC in, like, 1993 or whatever it was. But,
oh, yeah.
But I never really...
Doom 3 or Doom... Was it 3?
I can't even remember at this point. It was the one where the gun's in the center and it was, like, super pixelated.
Oh, okay, so that's, like, Doom 1 or 2.
Yeah.
It's 2, I think.
Doom 3, I think, was the one that kind of looks like... It was more, like, 3D and... But it was kind of slow and missing something.
Doom 3, I think that was like 97 or 98.
Yeah, that's the one I played.
But anyways, I was in EB Games and I was looking for a new Switch game to play over the weekend. And the artwork actually caught my attention. And then I like kind of looked at it and was like, yeah, sure, okay, I'll give her a try. And it's like best game I've bought in this year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So
I still haven't played it. I'm going to because I know it's on the Xbox Game Pass. So.
Yeah, it's
definitely going to have to play it before Doom Eternal as Eternal continues the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome. Anyways, it looks like there's a couple of new weapons too just from this trailer.
Yeah, they've also this time you're going to be going around a little more, so you're not just going to be in hell. You're going to be in heaven.
Oh, buddy.
You're going to hell, but you're going to heaven, and you're going to the mid.
Too.
Yeah, Earth is the mid thing, but I can't remember what they call it.
Purgatory?
Yeah, I think so.
Why wouldn't it be? Well, they were on Mars before, so why wouldn't they be on Earth?
Oh, because they open a portal on Mars to hell, and then they escape. So you got to go in and close it. But I think it's too late. Like they've already spread to Earth by the time you get it closed on Mars.
Like
but, I mean,
is...
now is the.
That's at the end of the. That's at the end of this. The one from 2016, right?
I don't know. I'm thinking like this is the old storyline, like how they on the original ones.
Well, maybe
I think it's following that.
Yeah, maybe it was just a retelling of that story. Because you're in Mars, and then some stupid person like opens the portal, and then you go in and kill a bunch of shit, and then you have to come back, and destroy the portal from this side.
Yeah, for anyone. Yeah, but I think it's. Played the game, haven't played the game, but watched the movie. The movie is not like the game.
Yeah, I watched the movie before I played whatever the Doom from 2016. I didn't play Doom from the original PC, like I said, very long, so I didn't have any kind of connection between the two. But now that I played the game, holy fuck, the movie sucks.
Even before you play the game, the movie sucks.
I know, but it sucks even more.
Movie.
Yeah. Movies always suck.
There was some talk too about the Doom guy being a DLC character for Smash Bros.
Could you imagine?
No, like that's not even a joke. They're actually like that was one of the things that was a maybe, because the whole thing is Nintendo's trying to release some characters that are going to promote their new games coming out or things that are going to be on the Switch.
Yep.
So Doom did so well, and they're going to start pushing Doom stuff that. They were gonna consider him to be a DLC, or that was like one of the maybes for it. So hey, who knows? Maybe your favorite game will turn into your favorite Smash character. There, Rodney.
I'm sure Sakurai is fucking stoked on that idea.
Yeah, he's just gonna pull Sakurai's... out a fucking chainsaw and cut off Link's head.
That'll be his final Smash, dude. Is of his chainsaw.
Just chainsaw people.
They'll just PG it.
Yeah, we'll get to Nintendo later. Don't.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry. I jumped the gun.
Yeah. Don't fucking pre-cum in your pants, there, Cole.
Yeah.
All right.
But, I already.
Doom Eternal so out November 22nd.
Yes. And I will be buying that actually, or maybe not. It's on Game Pass, but I also really like playing it on the Switch. So yeah. Anyways, next.
Also, though, they also announced a new multiplayer mode called Battle Mode. I don't know if that is in the trailer you guys are watching right now, but it's a two-player controlled demon versus one-player controlled Doom Guy. So your Doom Guy is always OP, and your demon is just a normal demon. So it's 2v1 battle mode.
That's kind of interesting, actually.
It caught me off guard, and at first I was kind of hesitant, and then I kept watching, and I see how it plays out as the Doom Guy is just Doom Guy. Like,
the Doom Guy.
Yeah.
And, well...
He's a Doom Guy. He's a Doom Guy.
Spoiler alert for Doom. You die at the end, I'm pretty sure.
He's died multiple times and been revived.
So is that how it works? They just put him back together in some fucking Martian machine or what?
Pretty much.
They do the Master Chief. They just, he goes to sleep for a couple years.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wakey wakey.
Ooh. Wakey wakey.
Smack him in the face a couple times. Yeah, he'll be good to go.
Eggs and bakey.
Yep. All right, cool. And moving on here to the next cool game here. Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah, so my game, Elder Scrolls Online, is getting some new content, a new dungeon DLC called Scalebreaker. I haven't even played the newest content that came out at the beginning of June, so I still have to get into that, which is elsewhere. But I'm excited. I really like seeing what Bethesda can do with the Elder Scrolls universe being an MMO.
Right.
And basically it reminds me what Fallout should have been, Fallout 76.
Elder Scrolls Online? Does?
Because Elder pictures is like Skyrim, right?
Right.
But like a massive world where everyone's together.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't feel lonely. You have NPCs. You have other players everywhere you look. That is exactly what I thought Fallout 76 was going to be.
Yeah.
I think that's what everybody thought Fallout 76 was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But they just sent out an incomplete game that was trash.
Well, the NPC thing blows my mind. Like, even in an MMO, there's NPCs. Like, that's like gaming 101.
Yeah.
We're breaking the rules here at Bethesda.
You can't break the rules until you're a professional, Bethesda, for fuck's sake.
Bethesda's not. Yeah, they're not professionals. They'll get there, though.
That's what they taught you when I was in film school. They're like, here's the rules. You can't break them until you're fucking Steven Spielberg.
Fast at him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so...
He broke them on, like, his first move.
Moving on, though, they also announced a new story DLC that'll be coming out probably in November, December. It hasn't been announced, but it's called Dragonhold, which will feature the return of one of the main characters, friends from the main story.
So does this raise the level cap from, like, fucking 1,000 to, like, 2,000 or what?
I don't even know what it is on PC. I think it's at like 1200 now, but for console, I think it's 810 still.
That's silly.
I'm 625, I think.
Yeah, that's silly. We talked about
this
before.
What's your character?
I have 7 different characters.
Holy crap.
What I like about this game is you only have to play, as soon as you hit 50, you hit like a champion point level. That's where your real like points come in and your strength.
Mm-hmm.
So once you hit that, once your guy is already champion level, all your characters share those champion points for your account.
Yep.
Oh,
so cool. I can create it, like they just created a new character that I can play as, and I'm going to the Necromancer. So I just have to get him to level 50 and then he'll be 625. Or 645, sorry.
Dang, that's cool. That gets away some of the like
the grinding
back
parts.
The points. Yeah,
yeah. You still have to grind through the 1 to 50, but it's not as bad because you can play through the story, and it, you know, the story is always fun.
Mm.
And you'll hit 50 very fast.
Yeah, I'm playing Diablo, and I mean, like once you hit level 70, then your real power comes in, but it's just tough to go from the beginning again and like start getting through that first part.
Oh, yeah.
So my question to you, Will, is how the fuck do you have time for 7 characters in Elder Scrolls Online?
Yeah.
I can't play as all of them all the time. Right now I'm playing as my Templar, which I'm having fun with, my Sork Temp. he does some mad damage, and he just got a big buff, too, so I'm looking forward to playing with him again. I am going to create a Necromancer, though, because... there's some new mechanics they've created with the Necromancer, as it's kind of considered a black magic.
Yep.
So a dark art. So if you get caught using any of like the Necromancer's abilities by a guard or any like of the high like the guards or soldiers for the NPCs,
right? Yep.
You'll get a bounty and they'll attack on sight. Pretty much.
Pay the court fine. Or suffer that. I can't remember what he said afterwards. Yeah. Pay the court a fine or suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
Then pay with your blood.
Yeah. The hardest thing about an MMO, though, is every time they do an update or they release a new patch or something and they change gear setups or like some of the mechanics for your character.
Yeah.
I'm always going back and having to grind for different gear.
I mean, you gotta have a little bit of grindiness in there.
Yeah, but I spent 20 days in like one dungeon just to get like 7 pieces of gear and divines.
Okay, 20 days is a little bit.
You know what really grinds my gears? Not grinding.
Dungeon grinding?
Yeah, dungeon grinding, yeah. oh, my brother called me today and told me that I should download Monster Hunter because he's playing it and he likes it. And I'm like, fuck, I'm getting it from all sides
now. What are you playing it on?
It's fun.
He's playing it on Xbox.
Oh, man, PC, man. I played on Xbox, so.
Yeah, I'm playing on PS4 with Mark. I'm trying to get him to the end game because there's an event next week they're bringing back called Taroth. So I want to do that, but I just hit level 49.
Cole, were you making the puking noises at PS4 or Mark? I couldn't tell.
PS4.
Okay.
And the fact
you
that
own a PS4.
Yeah, I own a PS4, but I don't play good games on it. I use it for like Netflix and playing Bloodborne.
You have a $500 Netflix machine?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do, and Blu-ray. But I don't know if probably Xbox One can play Blu-ray as well. Maybe.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, I got my PlayStation 4 to play Blu-ray and to play Bloodborne, and I did both of those things.
Right. I feel like PlayStation is like the Apple version of the console market. And what I mean by that is it's decent, but there are better options.
It's still always sold better than Xbox.
Yeah,
it's
true. Okay, all right. I'm just trying to make those fucking PS
and
fanboys.
It's always sold better than Nintendo as well. The Switch is the first of its kind that's actually dominating the market.
Well, yeah.
I thought the Wii dominated the market when it came out.
It did for a little bit, and then once they dropped the PS3's price tag, remember, it fucking skyrocketed. Because not too many people wanted to pay $6.99 for a console.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of people want to pay $1,000 for a fucking computer stand either.
Exactly.
Just the stand.
Yeah.
Just tie it to the ceiling with string or something.
But we should keep moving along because we got a lot to cover. So I'm just going to quickly go into it. Elder Scrolls Legends, which is a mobile card game, has a new expansion that was announced called Moons of Elsewhere. It'll be available June 27th. And then Bethesda ended their Elder Scrolls talk saying that they're still hard at work on Elder Scrolls 6 and Starfield. They're just not ready to show anything.
Well, why the fuck tease it last year then, for fuck's sakes?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Because they're just, it turned into another Fallout 76. They're making
that's true.
Elder Scrolls 76.
But the only thing we saw was like stock footage from a fucking space movie. Like, it was totally not informative whatsoever. Like,
and
with
for Elder Scrolls, we saw a mountain.
Yeah. Like, more stock footage from Lord of the Rings. Yeah. But here we are bitching about games not being released talked about, and then we're bitching about Fallout 76.
On time.
Yeah.
We're gamers.
And we're late.
Yeah. All right, so next we got Wolfenstein.
Yeah, so Wolfenstein's going to have a really big July. They have two games coming out. They have the Youngblood, spin-off from the Wolfenstein series, which you'll be playing as B.G. Blazkowicz's twin daughters. That'll be available July 26th, and they've also announced for PS4, I think,
Can you can you say that name one more time?
Which one?
The first one, the
main character's name, BJ Blazkowicz.
Could you imagine that being on like the back of a hockey jersey, Blazkowicz?
And that's actually a pretty nice name.
That's a fucking
for being such a badass. Like if you like Doom, Rodney, check out Wolfenstein. It's on Game Pass. Play it.
Yeah, both one and two.
They are amazing.
Bradley told me the same thing, so I might.
They're really friggin' brutal too. They're like crazy brutal.
I played on the hardest difficulty, and I had some really bad gamer rage.
Oh, I just downloaded NHL 19 because it was free, so why not? And so I've been playing that, and holy shit, I've been getting some gamer rage at that. I turned off the tripping penalty for humans because it was retarded. It was like literally tapped his ankle. He didn't even flinch or was affected in any way, and I get a penalty. I'm like, can you fuck off, ref?
You gotta throw realist. Some more money at that ref, Rodney.
Yeah. And there's just a bunch of other. Okay, you know what? I actually kind of want to do a re-review video of the Evil Controller because there's a couple things that bother me about the Evil Controller that I didn't really mention in my first review of it. But the left thumbstick sticks. Which is really annoying during Sea of Thieves when you're trying to count paces because you're like, oh, it's right here, but your thumbstick sticks and you walk another.
Keep walking.
Yeah. Like, fuck's sakes. And the other thing is, like, it has Bluetooth connectivity issues, which is really annoying.
Mouse and keyboard.
Oh, shut up, Cole.
It's also a smart, like, those type of controllers, Rodney, are always supposed to be plugged in for latency issues.
Well. Yeah, but I don't want to.
It even says that in the instructions.
Well, fucking shut up. Shut up. And then the grippy grips are kind of annoying, too. Like, I was playing NHL and sweating so hard, and then I just couldn't even control my dude because I was sweating, like, on the thumbstick with no grip. But anyway, so to...
It's more like a you problem.
Yeah, I know. To take a face-off in NHL, you use the right thumbstick. And then you can either hold it right or hold it left before they drop the puck to decide whether you're going to do a forehand or a backhand grip. And then when the ref drops the puck, you either flick the stick up or flick the stick down. So I would move the... I have to move the thumbstick over like super fucking slow over to the left or the right. If I'm even off by a millimeter, it'll think that I flicked it up or down. And then I will try... Oh, I did the draw too early and then I lose it because... Yeah. So my team play rating is suffering because my fucking thumbstick is too precise. For fuck's sakes.
That sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, it is. I just had to bitch about it.
That's good. That's why we're here for you.
Yeah. You and the rest of the audience just wanted to hear me bitch about shit.
About hockey.
Yeah, about hockey. Good fucking boy. Fucking hockey. The fucking lost the maple syrup cup. And we're all a bit fucking salty.
I'll knock your teeth out.
No, you gotta say that with a whistle. Oh, sorry.
Was the other Wolfenstein? There was Wolfenstein Youngblood, and what's the other one?
They announced a VR.
Ooh.
Called Wolfenstein Cyber.
I gotta get into VR.
Rodney and I have fiddled around with some really good stuff, so I do like VR.
Yeah, I'm into VR too.
I get so motion sick. I get so crazy motion sick.
Yeah, I do too, actually. We played a game called...
You're a pilot.
Well, what no, I know, that? But...
Toon Wars?
No, I'm bugging.
Toon Wars?
When we were playing Toon Wars, the way it worked there was... It was with the full gear on for VR, and then all the controls were the same. The only thing different was the right thumbstick was disabled, and your head was the right thumbstick, and you had to look around and aim and all that kind of stuff. And holy fuck, that got me so motion sick.
Yeah.
So I walked off a ledge just expecting to drop, but I felt it myself. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I took my headset off while we're playing, and it's like being streamed live to Twitch. And I've got like a full sweat going, and I'm like looking around. I'm like, I'm going to be sick. I hope they have a bucket.
Just projectile vomiting everywhere.
Like right on the cameraman.
Yeah, he's like walking around watching us all, and I'm like, oh, this is horrible.
Yeah.
You soon you say, I'm Will from Video Games Now.
Yeah, they got rid of being able to look around. So to actually strife your character, like, look around,
yeah,
you had to do it yourself. Yeah. So it was rough. Like, people could come at you from the side if you'd see, and to shoot them, you'd have to turn your head that way as well.
Yeah, it was...
And try, oh, fuck.
I'm wondering, we didn't get to try the treadmill because in order to do the treadmill... You had to wait in line for whatever the fuck it was. It was like 3 hours.
To play the game.
Yeah. And then you had to wait in line again for the fucking treadmill thing. And that was another 2 hours. So it's like...
And they only had two of those.
Yeah. And we had to drive home that day, so we weren't really keen on waiting in line for 5 hours.
Well, that, and we also thought like our lunch was going to come up.
Yeah. Yeah, true. True. Our footlong chili cheese dogs, or whatever they were.
Actually, I think it was...
You told me that story quite a few times.
No, that was actually the year after. I don't even know what we had, but it wasn't good. Oh, remember we had McDonald's on the way back and regretted that so hard.
That was pretty bad, too.
Fuck.
I don't know. Mark said, Mark and, fuck, whatever the buddy's name is that went with us last year.
Yeah.
Brooks said that they had McDonald's and it was good. They were just pissed about waiting in line because it was so busy.
Do they just inject poison into their fucking body, like, daily or what?
I don't know. I find Mark has like a steel stomach because he can eat things. Like, and I'm like an hour later, I'm like, bro, I'm not feeling so good.
Yeah, you got more of a soft stomach than anybody, I think.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I always say, hey, you want to play? You're like, no, I got food poisoning. Okay.
Well, it's not always food poisoning, but for me, for anyone that doesn't know, I also have Crohn's. So I watch what I eat a lot, and some things just don't agree with me.
I don't know what Crohn's is, but I'm too afraid to ask.
It's a stomach illness.
Oh, okay.
All right. Enough said. Anyways, let's show the Wolfenstein trailer here on the live stream. So yeah,
and while it shows that, what do you want to say about BJ Blazkowicz's twin daughters?
Twin daughters?
Yeah. Because in the Wolfenstein games, if you play them on Game Pass, Rodney, you meet this Russian chick. Or is it Russian? No, she's Polish. And you have sex with her, which is pretty graphic. And then in the second or end of the game, you find out she's pregnant. And then the second game, she's fully pregnant.
And so you're like rolling around in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
So you're going to have a full-ass Wolfensteinian baby?
Two Wolfensteinian babies.
Dude. No one would expect that. That you would distract them, and then you'd be on your last legs, and then your fucking Wolfensteinian baby would come and assassinate him and be so fucking badass.
BJ Blazkowicz isn't too much of an assassin. He's more of like a fucking commando.
No, that's
yeah,
what I mean.
You go, yeah.
That's what I mean. He kills everyone, and then the last guy that's actually got the shot to kill him, and then the baby like drops down from the roof of the building and assassinates his potential killer. Yeah,
one of his daughters here looks like the girl from Stranger Things, like 11, but an adult version.
Yeah,
the blonde one.
So, all right, cool. Well, this looks fucking badass. This looks literally exactly like Doom, just with some
Wolfenstein and Doom were basically the same thing. They just changed from hell to Nazis.
Yeah,
yeah. The originals were the original. Yeah. It's cool.
Anyways, all right, let's move on here. We've been on
Commander Keen
falling behind.
Yeah. Commander Keen. So, what does that say? What's the first note say?
Hold on, I closed it for a second. It is a classic game from it's supposed to be ID Software.
Classic game from ID Software. So just ID. We got our shit together here at the Video Games Now podcast.
So ID, if I remember correctly, were the original creators of Doom.
Okay, yeah.
This game kind of seems like Doom.
Yeah, well, Commander Keen is a cartoon game. It's like a Saturday morning cartoon, free-to-play mobile form type game. The original one, I don't even remember when it came out. I do sort of remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, you're going to be playing as Billy or Billy. The only difference is Y or IE. They are the children of the old school Commander Keen, so the original character. And the original Commander Keen was the grandchild of BJ Blazkowicz.
Mm.
So
So this is in the Wolfenstein universe?
Sort of, but it's now taking place in space. Like, this is years later. They've now gone into... I'm trying to think of...
Land.
Yeah, I was going to try to... This reminds me of... what the fuck's his name from Toy Story? He had a cartoon show. Buzz Lightyear. Remember the Lightyear Command or whatever? It was on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was like training people. Yeah, it basically reminds me of that.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was a good show.
Yeah.
That was some heartbreaking storytelling there.
Yeah, it's sort of an item-based puzzle action game where you build contraptions to move through levels. It's got its own theme song, and it'll launch sometime this summer on iOS and Android.
Oh,
I'm pretty picky with my mobile games. So I don't know if I'm too interested in it. I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it. So here's the video.
Looks a little cartoony for me.
All right, but because we got to speed up a little bit, moving on to Rage 2. So first things first, Rage 2 is going to be getting a new expansion called Rise of the Ghosts. It will give you new places to go, new things to ride, and new things to shoot. It'll be out later this year.
Interesting. Are you going to move on, or do I have time to show a trailer?
If you want to show a quick trailer, we are good.
Okay. Showing a quick trailer to the YouTube pages. Go ahead.
I still haven't picked up Rage 2. I still plan on it. I just... Too many games, not enough time.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, Rage 2 just looks like Doom in post-apocalyptic land. And I'm a big post-apocalyptic fan, so something I want to play.
Yeah.
This looks like Doom and Wolfenstein got slapped in the face with fucking Borderlands.
Actually, yeah. It kind of plays like that, so yeah, it's good... Yeah.
And then Splatoon gave its blessing because it's got some paint in there.
Yeah.
So.
Some nice hairdos.
Yeah, that's where the Borderlands thing, that's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Yeah. So while you're still showing the Rage 2 trailer, we'll talk about the last thing Bethesda announced because there's not really a trailer for it or anything.
Okay.
But they introduced their own software for game streaming called Orion.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's not a streaming like technology. It's not like Steam or anything. It's not a fucking paid subscription.
Right.
What this does is lets games stream with a much lower latency. It's supposed to help players stream games at max settings, even if your family is sucking up all the bandwidth or you live in an area that is far from like good internet connection.
That's good.
I can stream stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm glad they're working towards kind of uniting all gamers, depending, even though you may be in an area that has shitty internet.
Yeah, they've already partnered with the Google Stadia, as the Stadia is a completely stream machine.
Yeah. I was actually quite shocked at how fucking cheap the Stadia was.
Yeah, I already pre-ordered the Founders Edition for $150, so I was very impressed.
Yeah. But wasn't the subscription like $10 a month?
Yeah, it's $10, and then if you get the Founders Edition, you get 3 months free, plus you can give 3 months free to a friend that buys the console.
Right, okay. Nice. So, alright, so shall we move on to the next fun bitty bit? Ubisoft. So we're gonna call it that because we're not sure what's the correct saying.
Ubisoft 3.
Ubi. We'll just call it Ubi. I think that's fair, right?
Ubi.
Good old Ubi. All right. So Ubi has some good shit going on here. We'll start with Watch Dogs Legion. We'll be out on March 6, 2020. Will, tell us a little bit about this game.
All right. This game is weird.
Isn't it?
Have either of you played either Watch Dogs 1 or Watch Dogs 2?
Can't say I have.
Yeah. I played Watch Dogs 1.
Okay, so it's still using the Watch Dogs mechanics, but this time you don't have a main character.
Mm-hmm.
So you play as people that are actual NPCs that you recruit.
Right.
And they become characters. But as soon as they die, they're dead.
Oh, permadeath, eh?
It's permadeath.
Yeah, but you can have like any character. So like if you're looking for somebody who's like a really good hacker, you just kind of scan the area, find a hacker, and then you can work on the recruiting process. So I mean, even if you have permadeath, you can always find some.
Yeah, but Cole,
true, it's just you're not going to.
Yeah,
find a character you like, and you get him killed.
Yeah, you bond with these people, Cole. You fucking animal.
They're all pawns in my game.
Yeah. So during the trailer, though, with their announcement, they showed one of their hackers for their NPCs was a 7-year-old granny.
Right.
And they had this granny break into the police station to get, I can't remember what it was, but she needed to get documents.
She was getting information on somebody they wanted to recruit.
Oh, yeah. And so she broke in there. She didn't get caught. She got the documents, but when she got out, she had to put her mask. You wear masks this time,
right?
And you see this 7-year-old lady with a stun gun knocking out guards, and like
loved her. Like when she pistol whipped one of the cops and then fell over afterwards. Like I don't know.
I was really laughing.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm gonna literally.
But I think it's cool because you don't have to actually like
old people.
You can do that. Yeah, you can have a team of old people or a team of like hip-hop dancers or underground fighters or there's so much cool stuff that you can do.
Yeah, I'm not going to recruit anyone but old people.
They would never see that coming.
Not going to recruit anybody but babies.
Is this what you're talking about here? I'll quickly play it.
It's in set in London this time.
Yeah. I thought I was going to see the scene where the woman goes to assassinate the cop and then falls over.
That's not that's an old trailer. That was at the.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
That wasn't part of the trailer.
I thought it was in the trailer.
No, it was in the gameplay.
Anyways, so the music seems to have stopped, so we got to fix that. Fantastic, whatever the.
Yeah. There we go. One cool thing about this game is like you don't have to like the whole game is about hacking. And they combat is almost like secondary, right? Like it's all about being able to hack and sneaking in. Like you can almost play the Hitman way,
right.
And not actually kill anybody, but just hack your way through the game. So if you don't want to do combat or anything, like it's really cool how many options you can take on how you want to play the game. So
yeah, for sure,
it's not just like it's not just the characters, but they've added like play the way you want it to play is really cool.
Yeah. All right, why don't we move on here? We're running. Well, this will probably be a 75-minute podcast, to be honest.
Gods and monsters.
Gods and fucking dogs. gods and monsters. It's got a cinematic trailer that I'll play on our live stream here. Go ahead.
This looks interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it's got like a cartoon aesthetic to it. It looks very close to Breath of the Wild. And the main character kind of reminds me of Pit.
This is like the landscape is Lady a cell shaded Hyrule from Breath of the Wild, mind you. The Breath of the Wild Hyrule is fucking cell shaded. So,
there were like monsters and mythical creatures in Assassin's Creed Odyssey, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because this is created by the same guys.
Yeah, yeah. And, it literally just said that. Yeah, in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but. I missed it.
Yeah,
in the trailer it says that, yeah.
Yeah, are you watching the stream or what?
No, I don't know if my computer can handle it right now.
slow. We're enough. All having computer problems.
Well, mine seems to be holding up, but Will, I think, has the worst computer out of all of us.
Yours?
Yeah, my old one. The old one that I fucking abandoned and gave to Will for my gaming computer.
It's rough.
It's like you could fucking raise a child faster than that thing reboots. Like it's just, it's atrocious.
It's like about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Just to put my password in, it'll like freeze on that screen to like log in. So I'll put my code in and then I have to wait a minute for it to actually register and start the computer.
You don't even need to put a password on it because it's so slow that anyone who would want to steal any information would just get fucking frustrated and just quit.
Yeah, that's true.
Not worth it. This game, like, I wonder how, like, this game, like, do you think it's going to be, I know it's an RPG, but it's, like, open world, like, is it going to be, like,
It says it's a storybook adventure. So I don't know. It doesn't look like it's a full-on open world, but it's kind of, it's in a world where all you do is fight mythological creatures, mm-hmm. and you're a forgotten hero on a quest to save the Greek gods.
Okay, nice.
And the Greek gods are always needing saving.
Yeah, they need to figure their own shit out, I think.
Yeah, they gotta figure it out. Come on, then.
Goddamn.
Yep.
Live forever and you haven't figured out your own fucking shit yet?
Yeah.
Just dumping it all on us.
Yeah, anyways, this comes out February 25th, 2020. And next we got Ubisoft is launching its own game subscription, Uplay Plus. $15 a month gets you access to a library of over 100 Ubisoft games and all their DLC. It will include early access and new releases like Watch Dogs Legion. It'll launch September 3rd in 2020. It'll be playable on Google Stadia.
Plus.
We get somebody Stadia.
Plus. Sorry. That was necessary.
Nice.
I only get to use that effects fader once a podcast.
So, I don't know. Ubisoft's got a good catalog of games, but would I pay $15 just for Ubisoft games? That is a huge question.
Okay, so here's the thing. So remember how I was bitching about when we're doing our E3 predictions about how Microsoft's going to charge us individually for Xbox Live, the Game Pass for PC, and the Game Pass for console, and then they announced, hey, Ultimate, which like solved all my problems. But, you know, how's that all going to work? Because if Ubisoft is going to be charging a subscription for their games, and then, say, Bethesda is going to be charging a subscription for their games, and so on and so on, like, that's, you know, now we're paying $100 a month for games. You might as well just buy a fucking, hardware game for $80 and just, yeah.
Yeah, but also think of it this way, too. Microsoft's doing it the smart way, but say if Sony starts coming up with something like their Now system or whatever, and they start putting new first-party games on there at launch.
Yep.
And if Ubisoft is doing that now with early access, like, I would pay the $100 if this gets me games at day one, right?
Yeah.
And I don't have to pay $90 for that game.
Yeah, but you're paying $100 a month. Like,
yeah,
normally,
but think of it like when there's some of the months, like okay, so between next January and next March, or maybe next May, I'm anticipating there's going to be 12 games out that I'm going to want to buy.
Yeah, but then between March and June, there's fucking nothing. So you're paying $400 for, or $300 for fucking nothing.
But I would still be playing all these other games too, right? So,
yeah, I don't know. I want to see how this all goes because I think that's, you know, there's got to be some sort of bundle at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like pay $40 a month and you get Ubisoft and Bethesda and you know, Square Enix or whatever. I honestly don't think that they should have their own individual fucking subscription. That's kind of silly. Like,
well, it makes sense for Microsoft because they're
the hardware driver,
publisher, right? Yeah. They also have, like, they're not just first party, but the only games that are going to be on the Ubisoft subscription are going to be Ubisoft.
Yeah. All the tower climbing, checkpoint getting, and fucking swan diving you could ever get in a game for $15 a month.
But then you could probably go back and play like Assassin's Creed 1 all the way to Odyssey.
Ah, that's true. Dude,
marathon.
That's like, that is easily like 3 months of your life.
That's what I mean.
I feel like even more for me, man. It took me so long to get through Assassin's Creed 1 and 2.
Hey, Rodney, I got a good idea for us. Marathon for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
All of us play the games, but we have to 100% them. So you remember, like, in the first game, you have to get all the feathers and the flags?
Well, like, I do that anyway. Like, I didn't 100% Origins, but I fully explored the map. I did basically every little fucking side quest you could.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't figure out, you know how you go into this, like, at the very, very south end of the map in Origins, there's, like, that little canyon, and you go in there and you find, like, these the crystals
stones,
and
yeah.
I couldn't figure out what the fuck that was about. I assumed that it'd be some DLC bullshit for later on, so I never...
No, you find these little chambers throughout the world, and they unlock stories of the past.
Interesting.
And okay. the future.
And the future.
And the present.
Yeah. All right. But moving on, we got Roller Champions.
I am actually really fucking impressed that you said that with a straight face.
Roller Champions.
Roller Champions.
That looks fun. It looks like, what was that game with the cars? The one that was super popular that I can't remember.
Rocket League.
Twisted Metal?
No, he's thinking Rocket League.
Rocket League.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Rocket League. This is roller dude. This is worse than Rocket League.
This is Rollerball.
Yeah, man.
We're just missing it looks like, Chris Pine.
Is that it looks actual like
Road
sport?
To El Dorado.
Is that? is this an actual sport?
Yeah,
no,
it is.
But,
sort of.
Well, I mean, roller derby is like hockey, but it's a woman's sport. Like only it's like a roller derby. Like women play roller derbies. It's not. I don't think there's like a men's league, but it's like you can only skate in one direction. You can never go backwards. Like you have to constantly skate in a circle.
It's still full contact.
What if?
Oh yeah.
What if the ball goes the wrong way?
Women are nuts.
Yeah. So what if the ball goes the wrong way? Do you have to like skate as fast as you can around to grab it?
You go all the way around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's rough.
You cannot. Yeah. You cannot skate in.
You can turn around to like skate backwards to look behind you if someone's about to hit you or something like that, but you can't skate backwards.
Interesting. This sounds super fun. We should do this for your birthday, Will.
No.
Roller derby's it's a woman's sport. I'm just looking it up right here. It's a contact sport played by two teams of five roller skating counterclockwise around track. It's played by approximately 1,200 amateur leagues worldwide. Mostly in the United States, though.
Well, I will have you know, Cole, if you look at my latest Facebook post by my wife, she did the gender face swap thing, and I look sexy as hell, even with my hairy chest.
Actually, I was very disturbed.
Honestly, she saw it, and I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
I saw that this afternoon, and I was like trying to play Borderlands, and I looked at my phone for a second, and I was like, oh, God.
Well, I did it, you know, I was playing NHL.
How can I get in that lady?
I was playing NHL and she just came up and was like, hey, here, since I did this with all the guys at work, and I'm like, what do you, like, I saw the face thing, and I'm like, oh, she wants to see what I look like as a fucking chick or something, so I'm like, alright, sure, whatever, so I did a stupid smile, and then she goes and puts it on fucking Facebook, I'm like, oh, great, now everyone can see how hairy my chest is. No, just kidding. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty tame compared to most. Anyways, so, moving on here.
Yeah, you have like a Robin Williams going on.
Yeah. All right, so Rainbow Six Quarantine is up next. So Rainbow Six Quarantine is the next Rainbow Six. It's a three-player tactical versus enemy co-op game coming in early 2020. It looks scary, almost like a horror game. So let's have a quick look here at what that entails.
I don't know if it's zombies or if it's like supernatural or something, but it's definitely out of the normal Rainbow Six story.
Rainbow Six had like they kind of have like seasons where every couple months they'll release like two new operatives from a different part of the country, and they'll release like new maps and a bunch of stuff. Like, I mean, I've played quite a bit of Rainbow Six, and one of the monthly expansions that they did was they dropped a quarantine type level where you fought alien, and like you basically like were playing Rainbow Six, but instead of fighting against another team of you'd like do a mission against these aliens, like an extraction or getting information. So it looks like it might be expanding more.
I think
that
that's what they're doing. Season of the game. The next full Rainbow Six is Quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe, like, I mean, it was a lot of fun, but you could only play it during that season it was out for. Yeah. So maybe it got some good hype. I mean, unfortunately, I missed it. I never got to play that season of it. So maybe people loved it so much they're going to make their own full game release of it.
Mm.
Okay, so this next one is
No. Hey, I gotta do the intro for this one. Right. This is Rodney's favorite game.
All right.
Like, if you guys get to see him at a dance, like at a bar, this is where he gets it all from.
Yeah, and Will's birthday party next weekend is gonna be.
Oh God. I wonder if I can cancel my RSVP.
For your own birthday? Oh, well, the party will find your way to you, my friend. It's your birthday.
You're dancing. Oh, no.
I'll send you a Snapchat or something. I don't even have Snapchat.
Now no one will show.
So, yeah, Summer might show up.
Just so she's killing. What is it?
Just Dance 2020.
Dance.
Nice.
It's coming to Switch, for that? PlayStation, yep. Xbox, Stadia, and the Wii. Yep, a Wii game.
In 2019.
It's coming to the Wii, like the original Wii?
Yeah, I guess.
It says Wii.
Interesting.
That is so dumb. Why?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't
not
know.
Even the Wii. Like, that's like saying, hey guys, we're releasing a new NES game.
Just Dance 2020.
Still trying to use the Joy-Cons or whatever the controllers.
Well, why wouldn't they release it for the Wii U? Like, you can still use the Wii. The Wiimotes on the Wii U.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't they just do it on the Switch? It's got fucking its own version of the Wii fucking remotes that are way better. So,
weird.
Who fucking approved
that
decision?
Super weird.
That's so dumb. All right.
The next one pissed me off. So I'm just going to let Rodney talk about it and I'm going to be quiet.
All right, so a new mobile strategy game called Tom Clancy's Elite Squad will bring characters from multiple Clancy franchises together, like Sam Fisher and Rainbow Six guy.
Wait, what?
Best reaction. I'll read that again, because it wasn't clear. A new mobile strategy game called Tom Clancy Elite Squad will bring characters from multiple Clancy franchises together, like Sam Fisher and Rainbow Six guy.
Why does this piss you off, Will? I want to know.
Because I want a new Splinter Cell and I want the return of Sam Fisher, but I don't want him in a fucking strategy game for a phone.
Yeah, I can see that. 100%.
Maybe they're just building up for the new game. Maybe this is just a little taste of what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could be. All right, let's continue to move on here. We're near the end of Ubisoft's thing, aren't we?
Yep.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Division 2 is going to be free to play from June 13th to the 16th. So that is done with. And now the game's first major update, DC Outskirts Expedition, will kick off in July with Episodes 1, sending you to places like the National Zoo. Episode 2 this fall will send you into the Pentagon, and Episode 3 will send you back to New York City. And in early 2020, we will have more Division content.
Nice.
Division and Ubisoft partnered with Netflix for a Division movie directed by David Leitch, which will co-star Jake Gyllenhaal and Jessica Chastain.
Gyllenhaal.
Jessica Chastain and Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, Division movie. I'm pretty excited about that if Netflix is in charge.
Dude, Netflix, I'm not going to bash on Netflix right now, but they've been releasing some freaking stinkers lately.
Yeah, just because they've just been buying everything.
Pretty much.
They've been buying everything and they're just like making anything. I don't know, all the streaming sites have been like Amazon, Netflix, everything is just releasing some garbage. Yes. But hey, Division movie, that could be interesting.
I
watched a Netflix original called When They See Us, or something like that. I actually can't remember the exact name, but it was about the Central Park 5. Super fucking good. It was really good. It's quite impressive. It's a 4-part miniseries.
Nice.
Anyways, so I think I said that last time. I can't remember. Can't remember. Anyways, let's quickly move on here. We're running out of time. So, where are we here? Okay, so we're on Assassin's Creed Odyssey is getting a story creator and discovery tour mode. Fuck yeah. Announced during the pre-show, story creator is a quest building mode where players can make their own Assassin's Creed missions, including dialogue and branching pathways, then share it with others. It's in open beta starting today. Discovery Tour lets you wander ancient Greece unhindered by enemies, learning all about its history.
That's cool.
I think they have that in Origins too, didn't they?
Released it after. Basically, they partnered with historians, and instead of playing the game, you just wander through and you get narrated.
Nice. That's actually awesome. Super interesting. I might want to do that.
Yeah, especially for Greece. I love the Greece history, so I'd probably do it.
I'm kind of curious about the pyramids inside, like how accurate those are, like inside the actual pyramids.
Now we're talking about Origins, but
well, I mean, that can tie into Odyssey too, like any of the underground structures or ancient buildings, like how accurate those are.
I don't know.
They usually do a ton of research for it.
They do, but I don't think, like, when they did, like, the pyramids and Origins, they weren't the same way, like, they look in the actual world.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They make them look the same, but the inside is completely different.
To fit the, like, the mechanics and shit of the game, I imagine. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I doubt that they have a 3D scan or some bullshit that they would actually release to a publisher. To let the whole world know what's inside the fucking pyramids of Egypt. That's why I want to go there and break into the pyramids, Will. You should come with me.
Yeah, you know, jail in Egypt and Cairo is probably like more like death.
Jail? Yeah. Yeah.
They treat trespassing in the pyramids like worse than murder, so...
Fuck. All right.
Two Canadians about to be gunned down by a firing squad.
Yeah, they're well known for a shitty video games podcast back in Canada.
They're curious. Curious as them got the best of them.
Yeah. And who is this? There's another blonde guy with glasses running to. Oh, he's grabbed the gun. It's Cole.
Yeah.
He fucking guns us down.
Oh yeah, I'll take you guys down.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't wear glasses anymore. I got eye surgery.
Right, you got eye surgery.
No more glasses for me.
Yeah, we couldn't play Sea of Thieves for a week because you couldn't fucking see.
Couldn't see.
Yeah.
Couldn't see. And now 2020, baby.
Yeah. I'm still gonna call him blind motherfucker.
Blind motherfucker. Yeah. All right. So For Honor has a new limited time mode called Shadows of the Hitokori.
I love limited time things.
Especially when they give limited time things to you.
Yes.
So.
You skipped one, though. Rainbow Six's next season, Operation Phantom Sight, is now out.
So, yeah, I played the last day before that came out on the last season that they did. The Australian season with a thick Australian girl.
All right. Anyways.
Yeah, Operation Phantom's got some funny guys.
So Adventure Time, there's like no information on this. It's literally, please look forward to it is the description. And then the one I just said, the Shadows of Hitokiri, I guess.
Hitokiri.
Yeah, it says it's available this week. Then that's all it says. Just super, running out of things to say, I guess.
It's For Honor. It's just basically a mode where you partner with your friends to take on this ghost samurai.
Like even what you just said would have been better than what the description here is. So
I don't think too many people really cared.
His boss is like, why is For Honor not in there? It's like, because no one cares. He's like, put it in. All right.
Yeah.
It's available this week.
Adventure Time is getting a crossover with Brawlhalla.
Oh, yes. Is this the mythic? Oh, no, that's the next one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And... then I can never say this guy's name, but one of the actors from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Rob
Michelini.
Is that how you say it, Michelini?
I think so. Cole, help.
The guy who's dyslexic, you're asking to help read a confusing name.
The guy who can't see, yes.
The guy who can't see and can't read when he can see. But it looks like Michelini to me.
Oh yeah, I said it right then. That's good.
All right. So they've partnered with Apple and Ubisoft to do a... It actually looks kind of like comedy office-style TV show about the inner life of a game studio.
Interesting.
So this Ian Graham guy, they're like making out to be like a supermodel fucking sex icon.
Yeah, but he did that himself.
Did he?
Yeah, he's the creative director at this studio, And if you watch the trailer, everyone, they're like, this isn't a trailer for the game. This is all about you. And he's like, yeah, but it looks good. And they're like, yeah, it does.
Yeah. So, go ahead. Sorry.
It's also got a lot of great cast, and they're supposed to have some really good cameos. But another castmate is Charlie Day.
Yep.
Who's also in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And we're talking about Mythic Quest, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Mythic Quest Raven's Banquet. So basically, the studio that they work for, and he's the creative director, like the big guy, is they created the next big MMO. So picture Warcraft. And they're at top of the world right now. And Raven's Banquet is their first expansion.
Okay, nice. Man, does he just walk into work like every day and just all the ladies are like, oh, it's Mr. Creative Director. Sexy beard.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Does he actually work? Does he just walk in and increase the morale with his sexiness?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It looks like it's a comedy, and it definitely gives me an idea very similar to The Office, but because it takes place in a game studio, I really want to watch this.
Yeah. Cole, when you're on set, you increase the productivity with your sexiness.
Do I?
Oh, yeah.
Now that I don't wear glasses anymore, the second you use glasses, you just get instantly sexier.
You think so? I don't know.
I think so.
I can go either way, I think.
You can go either way? You can date a dude with glasses?
Yeah, but not like half glasses, half no glasses. Wouldn't be into that, but anyways,
it's a monocle.
It's just the monocle is a huge turn off, I think.
I think that's turn on. I mean, if you rock into a place with a monocle, you're in. Everybody sees that.
You're in, and then you're out. All right, Joe Bernath. Oh my God, Bernthal.
So the Punisher, John Bernthal, brought a dog on stage for talking about Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Yeah.
The game will re-include AI teammates for solo players as part of its post-launch plan. It'll also have an official community for Ghost Recon fans called Ghost Recon Delta Company. And the dog will launch on a beta of Ghost Recon Breakpoint on September 5th.
Interesting.
Is this like a Wildlands style game?
Yes, it is. Ghost Recon Wildlands. This is the sequel, Breakpoint.
So okay, cool.
In the newest expansion for Wildlands, I think it's called Project Oracle, you meet John Bernthal's character, who's a ghost as well. But in Breakpoint, he's now left the ghost, killed all his former teammates, and started up his own mercenary company.
That's how you gotta do it if you want to move up in the world. Kill everybody you work with.
Yep. All right,
man. I loved Wildlands. So I mean, it took a little bit to get off the ground, but
it was a great game though. After that, it wasn't as repetitive as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So that comes out on September 5th.
Yeah, it was a lot to do.
And I think we've come to the end of our podcast currently. So we'll have to do. We talk a lot on these podcasts about and you know what, actually we were relatively on track for like 80% of it.
I had to keep trying to move
a lot to
move
cover
us on.
Yeah, there's a lot to cover, so we'll do so in the next podcast we'll do Square Enix and Nintendo, and then it's gonna be super good. So thanks a lot for listening, guys. Please leave us a review on whatever you're listening to us on, whether that be Spotify. Can you leave reviews? Yeah you can, right?
I think you can. I don't even remember.
I don't even fucking know. Anyways, if you can leave a review, please leave a review. Helps us out a lot. And let us know what you guys think of the show on our website or social media, videogamesnow.ca. You can find all the links to social media and all of our other channels. And yeah, let us know what you guys think of Ubisoft, and and Bethesda. All right, thanks a lot. We'll see you all in the next one. Bye-bye.
Talk to you in a few minutes.
See.
Hi,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.